I guess there's two answers to this. On one level, he doesn't. So, one of the problems that Germany has after 1871 is there is this long history of division. And one of the things Bismarck always says that he isn't very interested in is sort of nation building or national symbols. And I think that's true to a certain extent. So, Germany doesn't have an agreed national flag until the 1890s, there's no national anthem until 1922. Bismarck doesn't do a lot of that sort of nation building. He doesn't try and win hearts and minds. He doesn't try and sort of persuade people in an obvious way to identify as Germans rather than Prussians or Bavarians or whatever. But in a whole host of other ways, sort of more practical things, which is what Bismarck says that he's bothered about, or through the policies he enacts, you can interpret these as nation building, if you like. So I think the most obvious way in which Bismarck ensures the development of Germany in a direction he wanted is through the constitution of the German Empire, which is very difficult to pin down in any sort of normal political way. So there are various ways it's been described by historians as an authoritarian monarchy or a sort of pseudo-military state. None of these sort of fit it directly. It is it's a unique constitutional settlement in a way. It's a federal settlement, but one in which Bismarck makes sure that Prussia holds all the cards. The upper house of parliament, the Bundesrat, which is where the various federal states are represented, basically has a veto over any legislation, and Prussia has 14 seats in this, whereas all of the other German states, other than Bavaria, have one seat. So Prussia can basically veto anything they don't like. The King of Prussia is always the German Emperor. And again, the German Emperor has sweeping powers of appointment, political appointment. The Reich government answers directly to the Emperor. The Chancellor, the head of government, sorry, is appointed by the monarch rather than elected by the people, etc., etc. On the other hand, this is a very democratic state. It is the most democratic franchise in Europe at the time. The lower house, the Reichstag, is elected directly by universal manhood suffrage. So there's an interesting dichotomy in there.